Report, up and received donations, contracts from sources tied to elitist CCP-friendly club that landed alleged 2011 White House meeting with Biden. By Nick Gilbertson on May 17, 2023. The University of Pennsylvania, home to the Penn Biden Center, has received contracts and donations from numerous individuals and entities either tied to an elitist Chinese club that landed an alleged off-the-books meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden in 2011, Hunter Biden's past business deals, or the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, according to a report. The Fox News report, based on the University of Pennsylvania foreign donor disclosures obtained by the Americans for Public Trust, APT, found that China and Hong Kong-based sources gave $75 million in what appears to be donations, contracts, and other gift categories during Biden's presidential run. Moreover, the number climbs to $105 million when the time frame is expanded from 2018 to 2022, according to Fox News reporters Joe Schaufstel and Cameron Cawthorn. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. In an emailed statement to Breitbart News, APT Executive Director Caitlin Sutherland said, "On the heels of learning that the Biden family received millions of dollars from foreign entities, this latest revelation raises further questions about the scope of President Biden's ties to China." She added, "We now know that the University of Pennsylvania, home to Joe Biden's namesake think tank, received a massive increase in contributions from China and Hong Kong as he was ramping up his presidential campaign and has raked in millions from CCP-tied donors since he took office. The president owes the American people answers about the depth of his financial connections to foreign nationals who are undercutting our nation's security and prosperity." Some of the sources behind contracts or donations, including the China Merchants Bank, are either directly linked or have ties to members of the China Entrepreneur Club, CEC, which is comprised of government officials, including CCP loyalists and billionaires. As Breitbart News senior contributor and president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, Peter Schweitzer reported in 2020. In November 2011, a SEC delegation landed a White House tour in an alleged off-the-books meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden through some of Hunter Biden's business associates. The revelations came to light via emails Schweitzer obtained from former Hunter associate Bevan Cooney and, as Schweitzer wrote, showed these associates sought to trade on Hunter Biden's relationship with and access to his father in the Obama-Biden White House in order to generate business. Mo Weihua, who heads up multiple Chinese Communist Party offices and is the CEO of the China Merchants Bank, was named on a short list of the SEC's elite members in a 2011 email in which intermediary Mohammed A. Khashoggi wrote to Hunter Biden associate Devin Archer seeking a White House tour for the SEC delegation. China Merchants Bank gave the University of Pennsylvania over $5.5 million in contracts between 2018 and 2019, according to the records. The purpose for the contracts was listed as executive education. The University of Pennsylvania received contributions or contracts from at least two other sources that have SEC connections, according to Fox News. China Entrepreneur Club membership lists later show that Feng Deng, the managing director of Northern Light Venture Capital, and Charles Zhou, the chief executive officer of chairman of Sina Corporation, were involved with the group. Deng gave $630,000 to UPenn in 2019, while the E-House, which Zhou co-chaired, funneled over $6.2 million to UPenn between 2012 and 2016. Related, Biden, "I applaud China for stepping up, excuse me, Canada." Moreover, at least two of the corporate and individual China-based contributors have ties to entities involved in past Hunter Biden-linked business deals, including CMOC board member Jerry Wang and a company called Cathay Fortune. The CMOC, formerly called China Molybdenum, is a mineral producer with Chinese military contracts that teamed up with Hunter Biden's investment fund to invest in an African cobalt mine, as Breitbart News's John Hayward previously reported. His article referenced revelations of China-originated donations to the university from Schweitzer's bombshell New York Times best-selling book Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Wang, who is a part of the University of Pennsylvania's Asia Campaign Leadership Committee, gifted the school $100,000 in July of 2020, as Schaufstel reported in the ATP obtained UPenn records show. As Schweitzer noted in Red Handed, Cathay Fortune is owned by Yu Yong, a secretive Chinese billionaire who appears to have strong links with the Communist Party. Cathay Fortune, which holds a controlling interest in CMOC, gifted $1 million to the University of Pennsylvania in August 2019. For Fox News, other individuals and entities listed on UPenn's disclosures hold Chinese Communist Party connections. One such entity is Hobson Education Charitable Funds Limited, HECFL, which CCP-linked real estate mogul Chu Mengyi owned entirely when it gifted the school $14.5 million between 2019 and 2020, per Fox News. Watch, give me a break, man, Biden snaps at reporter asking about family's business relations in China. Moreover, Yi, who is worth some $3 billion, and his family are the stakeholders of Hobson Development Holdings Limited, HDHL, as Forbes stated. The disclosure records show that one individual named Sylvia Chu, whose address is listed as Hobson Development Holdings Limited in the Chaoyang District, Beijing, gifted a total of $5 million to the university in 2019 and 2020. It appears as though Sylvia Chu is an alias of Chu Mengyi's daughter, Chu Kutyoung, who has been chair of HDHL since 2020, according to a 2022 report from the company. In April, the state-owned newspaper China Daily identified Sylvia Chu as the board chairman of Hobson Development Holdings Limited. A 2013 HDHL report unearthed by Fox News identified Chu Mengyi as part of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. The group describes itself as a key mechanism for multi-party cooperation and political consultation under the leadership of the Communist Party of China. Chinese billionaire Ge Li is another UPenn donor. Li, who launched Wuzi Aptech, a pharmaceutical company with hundreds of CCP-aligned employees, per Schofstall, that has operations across Asia, Europe, and North America, according to its website, gifted UPenn $2 million on June 23, 2020. Watch, MTG bursts Biden's balloon, he's owned by China. Furthermore, the university also received funds from former tech executive Tao Zhang, Schofstall wrote. Another donor was Tao Zhang, the former co-chairman and co-CEO of Chinese tech giant Meizu and Dianping, who donated more than $3 million to UPenn between 2020 to 2022, according to donation records. Meizu and Dianping, which was formally renamed Meituan in late 2020, has deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party and has multiple controversial CCP-linked shareholders, including Tencent and Alibaba. In a statement, University of Pennsylvania spokesman Stephen McCarthy told Fox News that the sources of all foreign funds are accounted for, and none of the funds were directed to the Penn Biden Center. The Penn Biden Center marked the first location where President Joe Biden's attorneys unearthed classified materials from his time as vice president. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K. White, said after an interview with Biden's former assistant Kathy Chung that the documents were stored in an unsecured closet for years, as Breitbart News's Wendell Hussebo reported last month. Of note, Biden brought Chung in as an assistant during his vice presidency following a recommendation from Hunter. Chung appears in numerous email threads on Hunter's laptop from hell, including Hunter's correspondence to Chung about being hired as Joe Biden's assistant, Hussebo highlighted. Additionally, he noted that Chung told Comer she was tasked by a former White House lawyer to access the documents as recently as May 2022, contradicting statements from Joe Biden's lawyers about the timeline of events. Watch, White House Spock dodges question about Chinese payments to Biden family. I'm just not going to even respond.